remember when, as a young boy, I had the idea and narrow-minded gumption to start a drive for our town's unfinished recreation center. At the time, the only plan for it was an exercise area, a pool, and all the other things you'd expect one to have. It wasn't thought of as a place for disadvantaged people to have a place of welcome, just the usual residents in the neighborhood. But one proposal grew into an agreement, and I was the one in charge of raising the funds to get it running. Oh, I was sure I could manage it all without fail. All the people and money sure to be coming in. But half a week in, people couldn't seem to find discouraged little me. I had gone to my father, pointing out how tired I was with how I knew I couldn't do it all. I couldn't help. So he did. He took over managing the fundraiser, which was both a relief and a shaming experience for me. I might have been too young for it, or unprepared, but I wouldn't have told you. It's a funny thing, thinking you know it all, because there's always something you forgot that you're not ready for. Anyway, they got all their funds, though everyone always side-eyed me when I went to the pool. But that's because I hadn't switched from shorts to trunks yet.
Right, right. Mr. Dagby, do you understand how important it is you know what you're taking on?
Look, I've been taking on this drugstore for the past 10 years, working. I've just never owned it.
Till now. Go ahead, sign.
I recommend you read this all first.
Did twice while we're sitting here. Maureen?
Yes, though.
Did we miss something?
Let's see. Accept all possibility of emergency, provide.
Done that, I understand. There's possibilities of that all around us. Did you listen to the story? You'd know. Sir, I'm 53. Grown.
I was listening, but is there a follow to pull you out this time? I'd stop and think about what I wanted if I were you.
I've got Maureen. But she doesn't have to. Where's the pen?
What, want me to read over that, buddy?
Hate to bore you on a visit, Con. Guilfoy.
Oh?
No. Dagby. That's it?
That's it. Congratulations, Mr. Dagby. You are the new owner of a drugstore.
Hey! Did it done, boy.
Oh, thank you. Sure I can't spot you for a soda before you head out?
No. No, I'll just head back to the office.
Well, thanks for your help, so I could finally do this. Finally.
If the man's not taking one, I'll get a soda from the back.
So, place is yours now?
That's the size of it, Connor. The family store doesn't have to move from its place in town for 4 decades. Hopefully for a decade more.
You gonna change anything around here?
Oh, I don't know. We could replace the wiring. Get someone up in the attic to fix the pipes. On the main floor, I'd have to think of a reason, heck. It's looked the same since we were boys here. Sitting on those stools.
Yeah. The hours gonna stick?
Hours? You're talking about hours?
Yeah.
Even if they were 24/7, you know. Uncle Sin never holds them. Not if there was anything serious, you know. An emergency.
Yeah, to be fair, what counted? A toothache? You crying over that fundraiser? Drunk Mr. Cassidy wandering in after Benny.
Little Benny's accident.
Bringing a meal wouldn't have saved him.
That's not what I'm talking about. It's things like Mr. Cassidy looking for help and somebody to do that.
I'm hearing you. You'll be here to help is what I'm asking.
Help with what, Connor?
It'd be a touch surprise if word didn't get around. All our old pals came by to say salute.
Oh, Connor, you can't.
Listen, if I'd have been smarter giving up the freaking cards like you said, I wouldn't be here talking to you like this. This is on me, okay? You can't leave them. I'm your friend. They're my friends.
In the loose sense of the word.
They're your friends now, too.
Don't bring this trouble over now. Not when I've finally gotten...
Officer.
Evening, friends. Guilfoy. Is it true? You're the man in charge? Not a few minutes ago, Pleshit. Come sooner, you could have snapped a picture. Well, you know, can't be everywhere at once. Gotta keep looking for the sneaks working under the table. They do exist around here. Even around here.
I'll see you, Guilfoyle.
Let me get there for you.
Sure.
Best to you, Guilfoyle. You too.
Crowded, eh?
Ennis.
Hi, Dad. I'm too late.
I don't know. Somehow, I remember you being the one who said I wouldn't do it.
I said without help. You didn't?
Of course I've got help. I'm not that reckless. And of course, worse the merrier if you...
I've already got something, you know. And I don't want to leave Chase alone every time.
Then bring him down here. It's all right.
You've got an awful cheery dad.
You don't like it?
You said day after the divorce. You were such a lonely guy. And I don't know how... I can't believe the shipment didn't come in. But quick rest getting to dinner, right, hon? I see. I get it.
Ennis. Ennis, come!
I keep messing our meetings up. I just don't think he's ever gonna like me.
He never liked any of my first dates.
Is it worse now that we...
I don't know. But then that'd be... what? Another secret to the list.
Only if that was what you want.
What I want. What can I say?
What Guilfoyle wanted will return.